This is the show we record via Audacity, Ian.
What?
I said, this is the show we record.
What? Yeah, I forgot.
You're the worst.
Did you guys both get it recording?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Look at it go, buddy.
Let's do this.
It's a blinkety-blinkety-boo, I don't know.
Open the channel, start the show.
Put them together and what do you get? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Top secret clown business.
Oh. Did I stutter?
Yeah, you can't do many
any of his
Captain
lines on this
Spaulding
show.
Quotes on
no,
this show.
No, that's the opening scene in.
Oh, he
in
died,
House.
Right?
Yeah, the opening scene in House where he's getting robbed. your sister, your mama, your grandmama, just every female relative. Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, that was sad times that he died. Good actor.
Yeah, he was. But fortunately, he was very old.
He was old, yeah. So not, like, tragic.
Right.
Just, you know, sad.
Truth. Do it, Doug. Wait, I don't think... Oh, channel's super open and everybody's here. By that, I mean people are slowly arriving.
the four people who still listen to this show.
Yeah.
I think we had six last week.
Wow.
And Samurai's leaving, so...
Oh, okay.
He's still going on vacations or something. He's trying to pretend to help his wife pack.
That's kind of him.
I said pretend.
Yeah. Good enough.
Oh, man, 211. So many episodes.
Oh, squeak.
You don't have to tell me.
You ain't gonna tell me. it's 9:03. It's in the PM. All right, let's roll. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 211th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where you can hear somewhat about MPQ and a little bit about other random weird stuff. Some of that comes from me. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Chaos72. We got SneakyBeat15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Hello.
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 Mm-hmm. Rosie the Robot. Okay. All right, Mr. J. This is the week of 9/25 through 10/2 of the 2019. So over to Deadpool Daily Land. Wednesday, Green Thor. Thursday, Yellow BDSM Carol. Friday, Yellow Battery Man. Saturday, Black Fist. Sunday, Blue Rags. Monday, Green Kamala Khan. Tuesday, Green Quicksilver. Wednesday is a Purple Switch. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! Oh, that was extreme. Oh, the Titans.
My mic is still bouncing.
Yeah. Well, last we spoke, Deadpool was coming up on the 20th. How did that guy go for you?
For me, it was pretty straightforward. We battled for a little bit, and then I got red, and then that was it.
Deadpool, it went great. I think it was similar. I think red and purple. Red does a ton of damage and a ton of healing. Purple's easy to make happen. And his black... In the event that X-Force Wolverine actually attacks you, his black attacks him back in a significant way.
Doesn't it only do that for allies?
I don't know. I thought it did something. I assumed it did. Maybe it does nothing. I don't know how his powers work, Craig. What do I know about this game? I thought that was the whole reason to use X-Force Deadpool was for his black ability.
Generally, yeah.
But you're right. It might be non-relevant in Heads Up.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was a twist.
Coming up today is, here, I'm sure this one you know all the powers about. Today was Jubilation Lee.
Not a single one.
Yeah. I got in this fight and I'm like, I have no idea what any of her powers do.
Thought Roman Candle did some damage.
Yeah, I don't know. Some tiles blew up. I changed some colors of things. I don't know. It was really easy. Dazzler was super underpowered.
That's just generally true, but... Yeah. I don't remember. Whatever power throws the sparkles in the sky, is that her green? I got that to go off like twice. So, and Dazzler did nothing. I didn't even get to see an animation.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't try yet today. It just started today, right? Despite what the infographic tells me, I feel like today
it started
was
today.
The day. Okay.
Yes. Did the infographic steer you wrong?
The infographic tells me that today is the 20th, and it is definitely not the 20th.
Oh. Nope.
It also tells me that next Monday is the 25th, which is also false. Right.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It does tell me helpful things like we all have a different build for X-Force Deadpool, which is pretty spectacular. A 5-3-5, the patented 5-4-4, stolen by Ray this time, and I'm at a 5-5-3.
I'm wondering if that was in any way on purpose.
What's that? The different builds?
My 5-4-4.
I hope so.
Generally, I stay away from those builds, but... So either...
How do I build this guy again? I remember red being good and the other two or whatever, so...
I don't know. Maybe I put the black to 4 to use with Goyahead sometime. That seems like something I would do.
All right. So yeah, you got your Jubilee this week, and then the next one coming up is Devil Dino versus apparently Slappy the Squirrel. So
Squirrel Girl?
I'm assuming that is Squirrel Girl then.
That is absolutely Squirrel Girl.
and Slappy. I love it, Slappy.
So
would. I don't know. Does that show hold up?
It does in my head.
Okay.
When you mentioned BDSM Carol, Vegeta01 asked if that was the 2-star. I said it was the 3-star, and then he said he was not convinced. So I wanted to bring it up now and relay why it's the 3-star, because she's the one, when you beat her up, she generates colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes getting beat up. It fuels her energy absorption power.
That's probably as far as we should go down that road, but I just wanted to clear that up.
Right. Yeah, she generates red when you, mm-hmm.
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 Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Storyland Infinite Pursuit is going to stop being infinite sometime soon. That, however, will have gotten you 3 Gambit and a Captain Hammer. Top 50 folks is Mysterio, and then it is the Hood. And then that'll be followed up by Hearts of Darkness. Again, 3 Hoods and Mysterio. Top folks get Amadeus Cho, and then it is Quicksilver. In PvP, I had to look at this twice because it's the class of 2013.
Yeah. I feel like you probably told us about this maybe even last show, and I probably wasn't listening. So when I saw it, I looked at it and I went, wait, what? And then I looked at it again. I went, I assume this game was launched that year and the boosted characters are characters that were available at launch?
Sure,
those were all question marks.
could be.
All right.
Seems plausible.
Yeah.
Blue Wolf says I did a good job, so that's good enough for me.
How that event will get you Ragnarok, a Kraven. Kraven decidedly not in the class of 2013.
Nope.
Ragnarok previously, reworked.
Recently reworked Ragnarok?
Well, compared to what he was, way back when. His powers are much different back then, when he only had 2 powers and he blew up the board.
He was the plot of the story in the beginning of the game, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 10 folks get Lockjaw, and then after that, it is the Hulk. All right, let's go down to news.
News.
Yeah. Because he's a callous jerk. No, he's got other things to do. Brigby is spending less time on this game and more time on Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. So Ice Nine will be taking over more of the responsibilities in the forum. So... shoot things his way instead of Brigby's way for right now. What else we got? Oh, there was I'm assuming you've noticed, if you're playing the Meat Rocket and Groot event, you were getting tokens to the wrong event.
I did notice that.
Yeah, it was handing out enemies of the state tokens instead of Rocket and Groot tokens. So that was a problem. They were aware of it.
So we can keep our enemy of the state tokens, and then we will be gifted an equivalent number of tokens for the other thing?
That is correct.
All right.
Everybody likes them some free tokens. Number next. Oh, there's an update. If you're looking to spend money on some hero points, the UI screen for resources has been updated. So as part of this, we got that new game engine, 2 months ago? Three months ago? 2 months ago?
Probably
anyway,
two.
They're still working on doing improvements now with that new engine. The first screen here that got updated was the resources screen. They don't have a timeline yet on when other screens will be updated, but they are coming. So improvements are definitely coming your way. They are coming soon. Trademarked. Soon. Soon. And then finally, Ian, are you sitting down? We got release notes with a new clue.
Ooh, new clue.
So release notes 187.
Yes.
The clue is maximum time. K capitalized on the Max.
Like the cartoon from Liquid Television?
No, because that Max is not a Marvel product. But
I'm assuming
this then has to be, I don't know, a Maximoff, a new Quicksilver, a new Wanda, a new Magneto? I don't know.
What was the, tell me the clue again?
Maximum Time.
Hmm.
I don't know what any of those characters have to do with time.
I don't know, Quicksilver moves real fast.
But then again, it could be a character from the past.
Whose name is Max?
It could be that the character is old from the past, not that the character has some sort of time ability. That's all I mean. I don't know.
Is it Punisher to the Max? 5-star?
No.
Okay.
At one point, Magneto was called Max Eisenhart. Could be new Magneto.
Yeah.
I like Magneto.
I could go for some more Magnetos. How many are there? Just the one? Just the two?
Two, as far as I know.
Two-star, three-star, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. More Magnetos. I'm going to support that.
5-star Magneto would be cool, because he's Magneto. He's the master of magnetism.
4-star Magneto would be cool. But yeah, 5-star would be super cool, in a non-cool kind of way.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Your guess is very, very wildly. That's it for news, unless you got something else.
Don't think so.
All right. In the superhero showdown last week, we had Karma versus Amol Farouk. Ray, who wins?
So once again, it's not that easy. Let me tell you a couple stories. As Karma has access to all the wealth and technology of the Hitachi Corporation, she would never enter the duodeco, octo, hepto, whatever a gun without prior knowledge of her opponent.
Definitely not without her magic wand.
Right. Knowing she would be facing the Shadow King as she steps into the ring and Farouk attempts to take over her mind, he finds nothing. And that's when he realizes that instead of facing Karma, he is facing a Mark I Sentinel.
Who earns?
The Sentinel asks Farouk for about 350 and then subdues him. Karma then saunters into the ring and claims victory. You see, Karma's most important power is not her telepathic ability, but her immense wealth.
Boo earns.
Another comment, Karma sounds like a big ball of defeat unless Emma taught Karma how to psychically kick someone in the nads. Actually, that seems exactly like something Emma would teach someone. What the heck? Karma kicks Shadow King's astral nuts into his throat and wins. Boom. in any case. And how about, knowing she can't win a psychic battle, Karma challenges Farouk to a shadow duel, a silly little card game she played while at school, but something she anticipates will be completely alien to him and giving her a chance to win. Unfortunately, the Shadow King is very familiar with the game, being ancient and having held the title Master of Games. So while he has suffered defeat during the Shadow Duel, he's had 1,000 years to analyze the game and develop a better strategy. Unaware of how old the card game is, Karma goes on thinking she'll win, only to be utterly crushed. Win to Amol Farouk.
Hey, one side note, speaking of things that were card games. Mm-hmm. So Ian, did you notice that after 20 years of being a 12-year-old, Ash Ketchum has finally become a Pokemon master.
I saw that. Good for him.
Yeah, that was a lot of perseverance for a 12-year-old.
He put in a lot of work, and it paid off. He never gave up on his dreams.
And never got older.
Well, I don't know how time works in Poke World. Time travel, yo.
Hashtag bring back Misty. All right.
She's gone?
Yeah, what happened to her?
I don't believe she's on the show anymore.
I have not, you know, kept astride of the canon of that is Pokemon.
I'm going to say there's too many variations.
So apart from the first two stories, Farouk got the rest of the votes. So, sure. Yeah.
Being that he had taken over Karma, you know, in comic book continuity as well.
Right.
It seemed like she was in for a bad time.
Yeah. And she was. So
there you go. All right. So then this week in the Iko Sai Kai Pentagon, we have Annihilus versus Atuma. What you got?
I don't know. Who's going first?
I was going to say, I've got a cosmic control rod. What do you got?
Fish?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I was going to say, you got problems, Atuma.
Atuma says, death to the submariner. Only Atuma will wear the crown of Atlantis. And nobody cares. So, nope. Atuma is from Atlantis. If you want to picture an ugly blue Submariner, then that's pretty much where I'm coming from. He is extra strong. He can breathe underwater. That'll come in handy. He has acute senses, superhuman speed, agility, durability, formidable hand-to-hand combatant, and can lift upwards of 40 tons. 60 if he's in water.
Ooh.
Well, sure, everything's more buoyant in water.
He wields a unique three-bladed sword that weighs 50 pounds. I don't know how that's a good thing for him.
No, apparently weighs less than water.
So there you go. That's about.
Is there any explanation as to why his helmet looks like a snake head or something?
Not that I am aware of, no.
Okay.
Sometimes it has wings or something. Other times it looks like a skull. He has multiple helmets, so he's got one helmet that looks like a Galactus helmet.
Yeah, that one totally looks like Galactus's helmet.
Yeah, but there you go. So who is this weird Annihilus?
Who is Annihilus? Annihilus, I don't know who he is. I don't know. He's another outer space creature who is using a cosmic control rod to give himself superpowers. So he also pretty high on the strength, intelligence, speed, stamina, durability, all that stuff. Fighting skills are good. He can fire energy blasts from out of the rod. He has the ability to project fear into his enemies.
Ooh, neat.
It is neat. It's a little different. So he can broadcast fear into his opponents that, according to this write-up, is potent enough to affect even someone as strong as the Hulk. Only beings such as Adam Warlock and Thanos are unaffected by this power.
That's very few things.
And a Tuma.
Not super helpful in this particular fight, but Annihilus is eternal in so much that even without the powers that the rod gives him, every time he dies, he is reborn and will be reborn for all of eternity.
That sounds tedious.
Yeah, but I can still win in the ring, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like strength, we're surprisingly even. I can lift approximately 50 tons in or out of water. I think the fear is going to give me the edge.
I think he also wins just based on the fact that one of his aliases is Lord of the Negative Zone. I mean, I think
he is the Lord of the Negative Zone.
If you're the Lord of the Negative Zone, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
And there you go, giving a win just off of somebody's title. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Lord of the Negative Zone is pretty strong.
I am almost King of Atlantis.
You are not?
Almost.
Imperius Rex.
Several times, almost.
According to this, he is also the firstborn son of Oblivion. So I feel like that puts him pretty high up there, if we're dealing with just titles.
All right, everybody.
Yeah,
send in your votes.
Learn more about the Lord of the Negative Zone versus
chump who can't even conquer Atlantis.
Lesser Aquaman.
All right.
So that reminds me, something I wanted to tell Craig about. Different Marvel game that I enjoy. And by enjoy, I mean play.
Yes.
They have recently released the Fantastic Four. Now that the Fantastic Four are working their way back into the Marvel Universe.
Yep.
But your typical squad in that game is, it has to be a five-man squad.
Okay.
So, you know, they were at a disadvantage. So, who's their fifth?
Spider-Man.
Any good guesses? Nope. Well, Spider-Man's kind of everybody's fifth because he's overpowered, but who's their... Nope, it is not Spider-Man.
She-Hulk.
Nope, you were closer, like, 45 seconds ago.
Well, I'm trying to go with people who have actually been in the Fantastic Four.
Name
Imperius Rex!
What?!
Yep, he's their fifth.
That's crazy talk.
Super crazy talk.
He's never going to sign with that punk Richards.
What are you talking about? Sue comes over and says, hey, you want to join us for this fight? Bam, Namor is on your team.
I think if she says, not this fight, if she says, hey, you want to come join us for a little something, something, I think he'd be in, but.
Nope, he's in. The five of them are a wrecking crew.
Nice. Well, I mean, you've got Namor. What more do you need? Guy's a rock star. Imperius Rex. Yeah, that's funny. All right, come with him.
Yep.
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Right.
Not the cue you're looking for.
Let's talk about good old And by good old, I mean brand new Mysterio. Hero to the world. Ugh. Quentin Beck. Purple, blue, and yuck. Why yuck? Doesn't deserve a yuck.
I was yucking the hero part.
Oh, no, that was great.
That was not.
That was the best interpretation of Mysterio I've ever seen. Oh,
God.
On film, correct.
Yeah.
Give me the old Spider-Man Amazing Friends cartoon. He was better.
No, this was excellent. It was well done. From Thin Air, 7 Purple AP. Let's try to see what this here feller does. He turns invisible for 2 turns and creates 2 blue trap tiles that deal damage when matched or destroyed. If Mysterio is invisible, they do extra damage. Let's see what he does when he gets better. Visible for 4 turns, 5 blue trap tiles that deal 720 or 1138 damage if invisible. Meh, okay. It's good for 4 turns of invisible for 7 is a fair price. Let's see what his next trick is. It's a passive. Woo! At the start of the turn, if Mysterio has 8 or more blue AP, convert 5 blue AP to yellow and deal 90 damage to the highest level enemy. If he still has 5 or more AP after the converting, stun that target. And you can crank that 90 damage all the way up to near just south of 400. And the stun happens if you have 4 or more blue AP. And the stun gets up to 2 turns. 6. The Pledge. Yellow AP. He puts a 4 turn countdown tile while the tile is out, making yellow matches. Generate purple AP instead. When the countdown goes off, he steals a burst of health from a random enemy and ally. he steals a burst of 1,500 health.
He's got a lot of sleight of hand kind of powers.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do with this goon?
Not use him with anybody who needs blue.
Apparently, because he's eating up all the blue. Well, I guess you got to go 5 on that, the thing that turns you invisible, because turning invisible is always important, especially during Crash of the Titans. 5-4-4, there you go. Bammo. I did it.
I don't actually have any idea.
I'm rocking him at 2-2-2 at the moment.
Mm.
Invisibility is always a good time, so I'm going with you on that.
What did you go with?
Ian went with 5-4-4.
Oh, of course.
You gotta... Well, I'm strong on the purple, and I'm confused by the other two.
Yeah. You got to go with the 4-4, huh?
I don't like the yellow because it steals health from your allies. And a jerk. Don't steal life out of your friends.
Unless he's stealing it from Okoye, I agree with you.
What if he steals it from Thor to put him at half damage?
That's going to take a long, long time. I don't know.
I think I'm going, I don't know, 5-5-3.
That is what the internet says.
5-5-3?
Yeah.
What does that guy know?
Personally, I like him
at the
ever-popular
0-1-0.
And I have the 3-4-5, so I definitely...
Oh, you're getting close.
I am. I've never had him favorited, though. I'm really wanting Juggernaut, so until I get Juggernaut fully covered, Quentin's just going to wait.
Right on. Great, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Mysterio.
All right. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Not a whole lot this week. However, there was an immense wall of text from D-Wing, so I'm going to start there. Ian with a pre-show bleep. Obviously, there's a glitch in the Matrix. I don't know if Ian remembered we were recording, to be honest.
No, it's very possible that I had zoned out and came back with some unintentional profanity.
Ray occasionally sounds like he's recording a hostage video when he states Craig's levels are okay to start the show.
Wow.
That's creepy.
Yeah. As a sidebar, saw 2 questions posed on Twitter asking what seemingly normal thing you would tweet that would actually let people know that you were kidnapped. I have to think that Craig's would involve a praising of Natalie Portman. But I'm interested in what Ray and Ian would do in this regard. It's a good question.
Okay, so the key is to tweet something that is obviously not something obvious, but anyone who knows you knows that that is not something you would ever say. I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, that's not on the top of my head.
I think Ian would talk about how much he likes poop-related items.
No, that's gross. That would tip off anybody.
He dislikes it so much that he can't even bring himself to do it to save himself
no, from being kidnapped. I think I'd be kidnapped. Some good early suggestions are Ray would say anything sports related. He would talk about how much he loves fantasy football.
That would be, yeah, I would have to, I couldn't do anything too specific though, because I have zero knowledge.
Right, but it would just be something like, to let us know you've been kidnapped, just be like, hey, I have got a really interesting trade in fantasy football today.
There you
We'd
go.
Be like, oh no, come and call the cops. And then my number one ally, Grinch, said, his clue would be, I think Ian is really off base on this one. That's how we would know he'd be kidnapped. I vote for Ray's character. Oh no, someone help Grinch.
So D-Wing also said, hearing Ian join in singing Greatest American Hero with Craig, I suddenly consider it a miracle that the claps are anywhere near each other for the boosted intro. Internet lag is a thing. Craig sings songs that don't even exist, but just recites Luck Be a Lady. Just recites, doesn't sing. Boo earns.
Oh, so wait, I gotta throw something out for you guys.
Okay.
So today I'm walking down the street, coming back from lunch, and I see somebody driving around town in a white Beetle that looks like Herbie the Love Bug, right?
Sure.
So this reminds me, so I turned to my coworkers that I'm walking with, and I said, hey, do you guys remember the movie where the people were being attacked by African killer bees, and the only way they could round up the bees is they got them all to, like, swarm this one car by, like, putting their scent on it, and then they drove the car into the Astrodome, lowered the temperature to, like, 50 degrees so all the bees would go dormant, and then that's how they took care of it, and everyone looked at me like I was insane.
Nothing, so do you guys remember this movie? No.
If it makes you feel worse, I am still looking at you like you're insane.
Wow, yeah. Samurai already has it found it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It is the Savage Bees, and it was not the Astrodome. I was wrong. It was the Superdome.
Oh.
In New Orleans, because they were saving everyone who was having Mardi Gras from the killer bees.
That is where you lost me. I was I thought it
said Superdome. You totally looked at
me. I was like, the Astrodome? I've never heard of that. He couldn't be talking about the Savage Bees, though. That happened in the Superdome. That was, did you catch that as a double feature with Night of the Lepus?
I enjoy very much Night of the Lepus, I'd like you to know. Yeah, no one knew what I was talking about, and so I had to look it up and describe it. And
was your lunch at least good?
It was. Marguerite's is always good.
Okay.
Also on Reddit, Samurai said, remember a few months ago when I said mystery flavor Oreos should be a thing? Well, as it turns out, they are. There's a link to the Twitter on the Discord. Mystery Oreos.
If they're anything like the mystery peeps, they will not be good.
I bet they're not good.
What if they are like the question mark flavor of taffy?
Oh, that stuff's delicious.
Yeah. Mystery flavor Airheads. That's what I'm thinking of.
White mystery flavor is one of the greatest flavors ever flavored.
Finally, on D3 Forum, Storm of Fire said, I'm surprised that the Gwen Prix was received so well, although I suppose most people were commenting on the structure and rewards more than the blurbs. She says, I love the blurbs and went so far as to try and track down the fic that fits them, or failing that, write them myself, which I am still doing for like four of them, because, and I don't quite get this, but she said, surprisingly, Mad Max AUs with Lady Thor and Wiccan are fairly thin on the ground. Now, I understand the Lady Thor and Wiccan, but I don't know what Mad Max AUs is referencing.
I don't know.
Maybe she can clear that up. In any case,
Mad Max Gold?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't think that's what it is, but
Mad Max is gold with Lady Thor and Wiccan?
I like where your brain went on that. That's pretty good.
All right. Thanks.
She also said, though, if it does run again, I look forward to the delightful team-ups and snippets that the last day will have for the different four stars. So, yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought it was really worth doing. And the fact that you can pick which 4-star you want to go with, that was... And like you said, it didn't require a lot of commitment. It was something you could just, like, jump in every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was...
Just a little bit extra content.
Yeah, very much worth doing. She also mentioned playing with Captain Hammer. He seems like he'd be fun with Carol with all those countdowns. And it's fun when a bit of game synergy matches up like that. That is true. I did find it really difficult to use him with Thorkoye. But then I ran into a team that completely smashed me and realized just how good it would be to run Captain Hammer with Coulson and 5-star Hawkeye.
Mm.
Oh, Cliff.
They generate so much blue. I fired, I don't know how many arrows I fired. I just sit there firing arrows one round. I think I had 30 blue from the previous round's go. Like,
That's a lot.
It's insane the amount of arrows he can fire that quickly. And I just obliterated the rest of my opponents in PvP just with that team. They never got hurt. It charged up so quickly. So, yeah. If I can ever get him, I'll have to try that out again.
Sure. I would need lots of components of that. I don't think I have a single Cliff cover.
Mm. Vegeta's...
You said 5-star Cliff, right?
Yes. Vegeta said Cole Hawk. Everyone was running it. I only ran into it once, but it really works. So, in any case, there you go. That's all the comments. The mailbag. It is empty.
Thanks, Billy. All right, then. So, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. Right.
That's you, Ian.
See what I got here. World's greatest infographic. Let's see what it tells me. Captain Marvel's boosted. Apparently, if you deal a bunch of damage to her, she generates red AP. I don't think that'll be affected by her boost. Does she still have a black ability where she does damage and then does more damage? She used to do that at one of her levels. I don't use the 3-star one of her.
Nah, the 2-star one is the where I fly by on the screen quickly and
Sonic
do that.
Boom.
Yeah, the 3-star one is she stuns a person for a turn but gives them a strike tile. Does that sound right?
Sure. She's got a red blast. That'll be boosted. recently reworked Falcon does a little bit of damage when he puts out all those shield tiles. So he'll do a little extra damage and get stronger shield tiles. The other two things not affected by the boost, as far as I know. Iron Man Model 40. If for some reason you use him for other things than his yellow, his blue AoE and his red Unibeam will be boosted.
He'll have more hit points.
He will have more hit points. Everyone will enjoy a few more hit points. Recently reworked, but to no effect, Psylocke will be boosted. Her potentially low-cost red and black could be borderline useful while boosted. And the less recently reworked Ragnarok, hero of the story event, will get extra green damage. And does he heal from his blue?
From one of them.
So maybe he has extra
blue
healing. Yeah. And that red is cheap. Cheap, quick damage. Let's see what's in the 4-star basket, because they've been good for the last couple days. I don't know if I can deliver this week like I've delivered in past weeks, because I have no power over what happens. Drax, I remember him not being awesome. Maybe he got more awesome since his recent rework. His black does some increased damage. His red will do some increased damage, especially if you have a ton of health, or if your target has a ton of health specifically. And his strike tiles that come out of that purple ability, boosted. Let's see what the Iron Fist, Protector of Kunlun, Millionaire, Shoeless Hobo, Danny Rand is up to.
Oh.
I bet. What's up?
Sorry, we just got breaking news.
Whoa. In reality or right now?
Right now.
What's happening?
There are some Time Gem season updates. Two characters are being changed.
Holy smokes. All right, I'll step it up.
Oh, that's from 2017. Never mind. Fake news.
Oh, Craig and his
I was so excited. I'm like, oh, character updates. Yeah, it was when Psylocke got changed 2 years ago.
There was a question of when was Psylocke updated, and there you go.
Now I've suddenly lost interest. go back and blather on whatever you're talking about, Ian.
Way to go, lamestream media, with your fake news. Let's talk about all the damage that you can do with Like Unto Iron. It's a lot. This other two things do damage, strike tiley things, but really, Like Unto Iron, tons of damage.
I blame Cringe. He totally derailed the entire show.
That man is a hero.
Not now.
A hero amongst men. Unlike Grinch, let's talk about the next boosted character, which is Nebula.
Let's talk about pop music.
Can't remember if people like Nebula or dislike Nebula, but her AoE from the green is boosted. The damage that she cranks out with her red is boosted, and she'll heal a little better from her warped enhancements. Nico, the okayest magician in this game, does a variety of things with her purple. All the striking, protecting, and attacking that you could want will all be boosted, and her healing will be better, and it's the truest of all heals. Oh, Thanos, level 4-star Thanos, whatever do you do? I don't know. Let's find out. He does damage with his black and a little bit AoE as well. All will be increased. And his green does some damage. So you get a little extra damage out of 4-star Thanos if you come his way this week. So yeah, nothing like it's been. There's Iron Fist is boosted. I've heard people use him occasionally. Let's see what Samurai says. This week he recommends special tiles. Nico buffs them. Danny and Nebula work well together while they're boosted. So put Nico and Danny and Nebula together, and you'll come up with a great team. Samurai guarantees it. If you don't win, you can find him via Discord and express your displeasure. But I'm sure it'll be fun. Try something different. Experiment with your boosted characters, and you too can be a winner. So that's who's boosted this week. You can listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's slide on over. Oh, speaking of it, something else to slide in. Did you know today was like National One-Hit Wonder Day or some jibba-jabba?
Nope.
It's good times. I listened to a lot of One-Hit Wonder songs today. I enjoyed it. Anyway, it's now time for a team-up time with Ray.
The center of each segment featuring Ray.
Top Thumping was on the top list. That's true. It's in the top 30.
Hey, thanks. So this week, interesting team. Again, this was a suggestion by a listener. For the synergy segment, I'm going to put forth the following team. First off, Kitty Pryde. Now, bear with me. He even says, mine needs a lot of covers, and I'm a 4-star player, so I'm not sure I can really speak to the best build. Let me clarify that. The best build is nearly always 5-5-3. But Kitty, whatever you got her at, if you got off 3 covers, it will probably work. Second character, Magic. Run her at a 3-5-5, possibly a 4-4-5. It could be an Ian yes. build to maximize special tile creation. And X-23. You want to run her at a 5-5-3 because Magic's purple is better and can, even with a champed Kitty, X-23 still heals off of green matches, so you can still heal her up. So not only is this an all X-Men team in mostly matching uniforms, very thematic, but all 3 are tile generators to allow Kitty to get started. It's more effective in PvE wave nodes due to being a slower starting team, but as the special tile builds, it can get really dangerous. He says, running Lockheed on Kitty lets you start the tile buffing immediately if you have that support, since you get a protect for all 3 X-Men being on your team, which can quickly negate match damage and over time most other non-nuke damage, because Kitty's just going to be boosting through the roof. Kitty's purple and Magic's red allow you to deal the damage and to deal with enemy special tiles, but a tile thief like Loki's black can really wreck you, so you just have to keep an eye out for that. Otherwise, it's a fun team and really thematic, and I like the X-Men in uniform, all 3 women. I thought it was a pretty cool team, so there you go. Try it out. Kitty if you've got all three powers with magic and X23. That is this week's team up. Thanks. Unify. I should write that down.
Unify. It's in the script.
Yeah. I'm never looking at the script.
So you're saying it's written down?
Yes, I'm never looking at the script at the end when I'm doing this, though. I'm looking at the...
Good lord. All right, let's go old school. It's time to open tokens, kids.
Okay, I'm almost ready. I got distracted by a survey.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new survey out when you log on.
There is. I totally forgot to mention it. There's a survey.
Yep.
What do you like most?
I've got two tokens to open.
It's a little bit different than your average survey.
I'm going to poke Charles in the throat. Oh, 5-star. Oh, $5 Chuck. Signal boost. I'll poke him in the throat again then. Nope, that one is a danger zone. Nova. So Nova's up to level 301. My $5 Chuck is now in the poop house.
Look at that. Wow.
1-1-1 on the $5 Chuck.
I have one cover for him.
Look at me go.
Good job. I've got three covers. Am I going next?
Do it, Doug.
All right. I think I'm going for the throat poke because why not? I got a Tinkerer's Toys Prowler 4-star. The second one gets me another 4-star. The Thing. Classic.
Oh, yeah. That is classic.
And I'm going for an eye poke and another 4-star. Mr. Morales, Power and Responsibility.
Oh, my.
That was a lacking. So Miles is at a 309, Thing is at a 316, and Prowler is at a 284.
Okay. I'm gonna stick with the theme. Savage chop to the Adam's apple. Whack.
That's a paw!
Woohoo, 5-star.
Man.
Ice Storm. 5-star Storm.
Oh, I want more of her.
You would. That puts her at an unsurprising 0-2-0.
You got two, though.
Yeah, I do. Moving on up.
Is that, what color is that? Is that...
Green.
That's what I have. I have her to 0-2-0.
Nice. We're like twins.
Yeah, twinsies.
So let's take a selfie. After leveling...
Except we're both Danny DeVito in this episode.
That's true.
After leveling up those characters, I had enough command points to do a couple classics, and I got a 2 4-stars for that as well. Both of them had bonus juggernauts.
Ooh,
both of them gave me the one color that I already have 5 of. So I still can't change my juggernaut.
Sad times.
Yeah.
Super exciting and then failure.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Oh, well.
So close and yet so far. All right, thanks out to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
All right, we will...
vroom, 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 I say.
We'll talk about the Ford Focus of podcast networks, the soon-to-be-named network. That's soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named network.com. You can find this and several other podcasts. I think it's the ever-growing podcast network again instead of the ever-shrinking. So hopefully you can find something to suit your tastes there.
As long as your tastes are wrestling.
Or Puzzle Quest. That covers a lot of ground. And plus, there is a complete archive of all shows that have ever been on the network. So check it out at the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, I'd like to point out that my Ford Focus was awesome, so...
Right? We're on the network?
I had my Sony Focus. It's a good car.
So while we're talking about cars, I got a short little story to tell you. So this weekend we went up to the Sam's Club, right? And on our way up there, we're on 26, which is, you know, like a 4-lane road with the turn lane in the middle. And I stopped at a stoplight, and pulled up next to me was a blue Corvette, just decked out, like had a wrap, like he had put a lot of money into this thing, right? And so Karen and I, we're taking a look at it. We're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. Did he just rev his engine?
He knows he's going to lose, right?
Sure enough, the light turns green. I start to accelerate, and I accelerate a little quickly because I'm like, is this happening? And I hear, and it just, he guns it. And I'm like, oh no, that's not happening. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure how fast we got up.
You said, listen up, jerk. I've got a family sedan. Yeah. You just hold on.
Exactly. And he never got past my back bumper. So it was a lot of fun. And we got to Sam's Club really quick. And I would say that it's the very first time that I know for a fact that I had the accelerator all the way down.
Oh,
like he was trying. But yeah. So that was an interesting, you know, couple minutes.
That sounds like a good day.
Ah, that guy needs a lesson in torque. All right. That's it. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope. That's it.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place. Comments, suggestions, shoot them all over to Ray. Vote for... I've already forgotten. Vote for Atuma. That's what I'm saying. Throw us a bone. Click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. Then find your stuff on Amazon and buy it. That'll get us some pennies. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. That's it. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that he was brought to cross in 1228. Preyed on humans for their blood. Now he wants to be mortal again to repay society for his sins. To emerge from his world of darkness. From his endless forever night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, friends.
Good night.